USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coronavirus variant first discovered in the UK is spreading throughout every U.S. state. The CDC reporting more than 11,000 cases of the new variant known as B117, but the health agency says the actual number is likely higher. Florida has the highest number of cases, followed by Michigan. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci says the vaccines available will help fight all the different COVID-19 variants.
Vaccination is not only going to protect us against the wild type, but it has the potential to a greater or lesser degree to also protect against a range of variants.
It's day four of the murder trial of Minneapolis police cop Derek Chauvin. Jurors set to be back in court with a 13th witness being called to the stand. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
People searching for answers after vaccine doses had to be discarded.
A batch of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccines had to be thrown out after they failed quality checks. In a statement, the company said that an ingredient made by supplier Emergent BioSolutions did not meet standards, causing the batch to be discarded. The New York Times first reporting the news, saying that 15 million doses were lost, but the company has not confirmed the size of the batch. Johnson & Johnson says it still plans to deliver the 100 million doses it had promised by the end of June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling a mass shooting in his state horrifying and heartbreaking. A child and three adults were found gunned down in Orange County on Wednesday. A woman was also wounded and in critical condition. Police say when they arrived at a two-story office building, the suspect was still firing and at least one officer shot back. The suspect now in custody in the hospital. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Biden says he has no problems asking companies to pay to fix aging roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American Jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is necessary, commanders then must act on the request within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.